Motorists, homeowners, bus riders, and everybody who uses public facilities in Winnipeg has had cause to complain about the city's depleted infrastructure. It is often less discussed that the province and the city have been spending hundreds of million dollars on a transportation project called Centreport. It is one of Manitoba's biggest industrial projects with the potential to transform this province, but it has flown under the radar for most citizens. Bunwater's Josh Brandon attended an event organized by the Canada West Foundation, an economic think tank based in Calgary last week. The event featured Premier Greg Selinger as keynote speaker, and many of the province's economic and political elite were also present. The topic of discussion was the future of Centreport. And Josh joins us now to talk about what Centreport is and what is planned.
Well, Centreport is a project that aims to build transportation infrastructure and service a large area around the Winnipeg Airport. It's going to include new roads, rail upgrades, and a complete rebuilding that's just been launched now of the Richardson Airport Terminal, and that was just started last month. It was launched. So there's about 8,000 acres of industrial land around the airport and in the municipality of Rosser. About 2,000 of those acres have already been developed. Some of the major infrastructure projects that are included there are a 200 million highway connection from the Centreport area to the perimeter. They're going to be expanding the rail lines heading in all directions, east, west, as well as north up to the Port of Churchill, and that's one of the key infrastructure facilities that's being promoted with Centreport, and then south into the United States. And there has been some discussion in the media and publicly about these transportation links and the development of the industrial lands. One of the features of Centreport that's less discussed, I think, and maybe is most worrisome, is a plan to develop a free trade zone in Winnipeg. And this would be the first free trade zone that's been created in Canada. And I think it's a real cause for concern. People really need to know a little bit more about this. When most people hear about free trade zones, one of the things they think about are maquiladoras, fenced-in industrial zones along the border of Mexico and the United States, or the big special economic zone of Shenzhen along the outskirts of Hong Kong. And these free trade zones have really become synonymous with some of the negative aspects of globalization. And the fact that we're building one of these free trade zones here in Winnipeg should be giving people a lot of concern. Now, of course, not all free trade zones are the same. There's about 2,700 free trade zones around the world, and 62 million people are employed in those. And there's a lot of variability from place to place. We often associate free trade zones with labor, human rights, and environmental abuses. But they're not all the same, and there's some variation in developed countries where they've existed, especially in the United States. They've been promoting them a lot recently. They may be different in some in other countries, but there's some common features across the board. And so some of those features include advanced infrastructure, less stringent or flexible regulations, tax breaks for the companies that locate there, and other special incentives. And one of the things they're really promoting here in Winnipeg is access to duty-free imports of parts and materials. So they'll be able to bring in parts and materials from other parts of the world to Manitoba here, and that should make it easier for them to produce here. There's been very little information about free trade zones here in Manitoba. And I think that's one of the things that really struck me during the event last week. And it struck me in the past. We've tried to promote, we've tried to get on guests here on Mud and Water in the past to talk about free trade zones and the development of Centreport. And surprisingly, there's been very few people, we haven't been able to find people that are doing work on this topic. even though it's very important for the future of Manitoba. Now, when I look at what Centreport really means and how it's going to develop, there are some risks, I think, and one of those key risks is just the amount of increased truck traffic that's going to be coming through. Thousands of more vehicles are going to be coming. Our greenhouse gases and other environmental indicators are going to really go up as a result of that. There's going to be a potential for lower labor and environmental standards in the Centreport, reduced tax responsibility for corporations, as well as a shifting of infrastructure dollars to Centreport away from other initiatives. And those are some of the key things that I think people should be concerned about. Now, currently, there's not a lot of people, as I said, who are organizing around Centreport. I attended the event on behalf of Green Action Center, an environmental organization that I work at. And so there are several groups that are interested in transportation issues that have begun to monitor this process. And we'll be sure here on Mud and Water and on our website, mudandwater.org, or on Green Action Center's website, greenactioncenter.ca, to continue to provide more information about Centreport.
And that was Mud and Water's Josh Brandon, and he was providing a report back on Centreport, and that was from an event last week.